Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:09, down 2.5 on the open. March, 8:15, down 8. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7:85, down 2.75 on the open. March, 8:05, down 3. May, 7:85, down 2. July, 6:87, down 4.5. September, 6.95, down 6 on the open. December corn opened at 3.86.5, up 2 on the open. March, 4.03.5, up 2.25. May, 4.13.5, up 1.75. July, 4.22, up 1.5. September, 4.28, up 1.75. December, 4.33.75, up 1.25. March of 2009, 4.38.5, down 3/4. In May, 4.43, up 0.5 on the open. November soybeans open at 10.29, up 5.25 on the open. January, 10.44.25, up 5.75. March, 10.58, up 5. May, 10.61, up 4.25. July, 10.66, up 6.75. And November of next year, 9.80, up 3.5 on the open. December soybean meal open at 2.80, up 90 on the open. January, 2.83.50, up 90. December soybean oil open at 44.05, up 41 on the open. January, 44.43, up 30. At the Merck December live cattle open at 94.85, down 2.5 on the open. November feeders opened at 107.75, unchanged. December lean hogs open at 51.25, down 22.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 84.75, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to spend some time looking at outside markets with you today. The U.S. dollar now trading 75.30, which is a little bit below yesterday's settlement, but off its all-time low from yesterday of 75.08. And I want to have you look at the dollar from several different standpoints. Want you to look at it technically and see what that might imply for the next little bit of period. I want to look at it fundamentally with you a little bit and see what the implications there are, and then I want you to take it all the way back to the grain market.
Well, what we've seen in the dollar today is what we call as an inside day. We had an awfully hard down day in the charts here yesterday. Early in the session, you had your low, and then the market started recovering as the session went on, so we had kind of a mid-range type close. Now, so far here today, you call this an inside trade day. A lot of times when you have a big move up or down and the market doesn't close, dominantly at the bottom end of the range or at the top end of the range, a lot of times you'll have an inside type trade session, just kind of hover around the previous day's close. And that seems to be kind of where we're at here today. Inside days are considered what they call neutral days. It's just kind of a breather. So tomorrow will probably be more important as far as a short-term technical look at the dollar. Once you have an inside day, what the traders will look for, technical traders look for, if it penetrates the high or the low of the inside day, and they'll go with it. So if the market then would start moving above today's high in tomorrow's session, I think that would stimulate some short covering activity, and it'd be vice versa. If it went underneath today's low, that might stimulate some more new selling on Friday. My guess is as oversold as the market is, especially with the emotions of yesterday, that we might see some short covering activity take hold here in the dollar prior to the weekend, and we may yet have a firmer day yet before the day's out, and we may have a higher session tomorrow. And the reason I say that, a lot of times when your international bankers get together, they'll do that over the weekend, make decisions as far as monetary policy goes or what they may or may not do. They see worldwide what needs to be done. And a lot of times in those actions are implemented, and the market then responds to them on a Monday. So I think anybody that's probably carrying a big short position would probably be more apt to take profits here prior to the weekend in case something like that did happen. And then, you know, if nothing did, then they would go ahead and initiate their new position early next week.
So take it back then to a weekly level, which had the high on the week, I believe, on Monday at 76.50. Do we need to see settlements above that number in order for the trade to look at the market as turning and or have some influence in the grain pit?
Well, they would, if you would start erasing today, this week's losses, and we go back to Monday's high or the previous week's high, like early next week, I think that would stimulate a little more meaningful short covering rally. And then, of course, once a short covering rally begins, you don't know how long it lasts and whether or not it actually turns into an uptrend. But most of your traders will be watching the previous week's high. And in this case, if today we started firming and we started rallying tomorrow and we started erasing the weekly's loss, then you would see more technical traders come in and be buyers of the dollar. But, that's all technical speculation. The market is terribly oversold. some people may say it's not necessarily warranted at this point. We got a lot of speculative interest in it. And, you know, something could come along and snap it back up. I don't think it's going to take a while before you would want to think that there's a trend shift taking place. But the market might be ripe for a short covering bounce in a period of consolidation.
And so what does that imply for the grains?
Well, that's been the main focus on on everything. I mean, the weaker dollar means that it takes more dollars to buy raw commodities in the United States. So therefore, then it you have rising prices, everything that's priced in dollars, because it takes more dollars to buy those. So the weak dollar weakness has been supportive to gold prices that are in U.S. dollar terms, crude oil prices, which are priced worldwide in U.S. dollars. And, of course, strengthen the agricultural commodities, corn and soybeans. So when you look at, if you would look at commodities in the euro, for example, prices haven't necessarily really strengthened that much because they haven't gone up as much as the dollar value has taken them down. So that's kind of explains why, you know, export interest still remains pretty steady in here, because the higher prices are being offset by dollar weakness at this point.
We ought to touch on USDA's report tomorrow, at least briefly. When you look at the report, where is your eye going to go to first, and why?
Well, I pretty much got to, I guess, get in the same frying pan as everybody else, and kind of think that maybe the corn yields could slip a little bit, the bean yields go up a little bit. But I think you have to brace yourself. You probably got two chances out of three that the market is going to be old news, or the report would be viewed as old news or bearish news, simply because that's what the market is expecting, is a downward adjustment in corn. If USDA would leave it the same, then that would be bearish. If they take it down, that's old news. If they take it up, that would be bearish. So it doesn't look to me like the report's going to have much impact. I think the traders are still going to be watching the foreign currency relationships and how that may relate back to commodity sales worldwide. I think that's the main focus, unless there's a big surprise in the November report.
We've got about 30 or 40 seconds left, Dan. Just quickly, a quick question about crude oil. Are we in a consolidation, the beginning of a consolidation phase?
Well, depending upon which technician you talk to, 97.50-ish, 98 was kind of an upside, long-standing upside price objective for a lot of technical traders. So the market, when you look at something like that, you would say that maybe the crude oil market could be ripe for a period of consolidation a slight correction. Take a breather in here before it takes the next leg up.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst with ADM Investors Group. He's in Decatur, Illinois for ADM. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.